This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast today will focus on what I think is a real concern and why I cannot, even with the presence of Tom Brady, automatically put Buccaneers and Super Bowl contender in the same sentence. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford. They are the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. Recently reached out to Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, with his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com, the best in class podcast. Once again, Sean wants to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. Once again, Sean Sullivan is going to put some Bill Curry Ford money on the line in that particular league. And as I've been telling you, Sean Sullivan would like to get you into a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a make and model of pre-owned inventory that is currently on the Bill Curry Ford lot. It's now been 9 months since I traded in my 2014 Ford sedan for a 2018 Ford SUV. The process was quick. I got what I wanted. I'm very comfortable with the deal, and I have not been back to the dealership since. I kind of miss seeing Grace, and I miss seeing Sean, and some other people at Bill Curry Ford, but part of the process of trading in an older vehicle is to not make as many visits to the dealership and the service department. Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford in Tampa, Northdale Mabry. Ask for Sean Sullivan. If you cannot get to Sean Sullivan, ask for Grace Thomas. Tell her you are one of my listeners and ask Grace to set you up with Sean Sullivan to talk to him about a new or pre-owned vehicle. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, just sent them a note today about their foursome for Todd Wright Tour 38 when we come off our summer break for obvious weather reasons in October. I will expect to see Brandon Legal Group as I have at so many golf tournaments over the last few years. It's a simple message they want me to convey to you. They are a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. That's it. What does full service mean? Well, it can mean post-judgment. It can mean child support adjustment. It can mean divorce. It can mean family law. It can mean many other things as well. If you'd like to know what that means for you when you have a legal need in the Tampa Bay area, how about a free consult? 844-4BLG4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com unless you want to ask about Todd Wright Tour 38 and the resumption of my golf tournament season in October. Then email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at toddwright2121, as I am on Instagram. We can be friends on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And yes, you do see me almost weekly now on Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa, where I had some comments recently about concerns for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their 2022 season. And my concern is the combination of Todd Bowles as head coach and Casey Rogers as a defensive coordinator. Let me acknowledge, I am aware that there are two defensive coordinators. The Bucs are going to go with a run game defensive coordinator, that's Rogers, and a pass game coordinator, which is Larry Foote, who has been coaching for just a handful of years. And Larry gets the title of co-defensive coordinator, passing game coordinator or passing game coach. Rogers was sole coordinator when he was in that position with the New York Jets with Todd Bowles as head coach a number of years ago. If you remember in the press conference where Bowles was announced as head coach, I still don't know why NFL teams do these press conferences. Most coaches say the exact same thing. There's a script they go with. The media sucks up to them. It's really a pathetic waste of time. Chris Thomas used to talk about this on his show when I would listen to him on WDAE when I was at ESPN. And now that I'm becoming the old man who yells, "Get off my lawn," I know exactly what Chris is talking about. So Bowles did say that he learned from his mistakes being a head coach previously in the National Football League. That's what he said. I don't buy it because one of your huge mistakes was Casey Rogers as a defensive coordinator. Todd Bowles spent 4 years as head coach with the New York Jets. The first year, they were a winning team. It went in streaks for the Jets, and they won five in a row late in the season and were sitting on 10-5 with a chance to make the postseason, and they gagged their last three offensive drives, ended with an interception, and they lost to the then Buffalo Bills. This is before Buffalo was what we know of them now, very good Super Bowl contender, 22-17. So starting with that last game of Todd Bowles' first season as head coach of the New York Jets, through the next three seasons, it was very bad. In those 49 games, Bowles was 14-35 in his last 49 games as Jets head coach. And at no point along the way did he make a change at defensive coordinator, even though the numbers the last 3 years certainly showed that defense was a problem. And Bowles, of course, is a defensive-minded, based head coach. So Bowles' attachment to Rodgers should bother you. They worked together as assistants in Dallas for 3 years on the defensive side of the ball, 2005 to 2007. They worked together for 4 years in Miami with the Dolphins from 2008 to 2011. They worked together for 4 years with the Jets, this time both in a more elevated capacity. Bowles, of course, was never a head coach prior to being named the New York Jets head coach for the 2015 season. Again, went 10-5 in his first 15 games, went 14-35 in his next 49, and was fired. Rodgers was his defensive coordinator all 4 years. They were together as assistants when Bowles was allowed to assemble whatever staff he wanted. Bowles hired him again. That was, so let's just stop there. That was prior to Tom Brady's arrival in 2020. So what you have there are 12 years that Bowles and Rodgers worked together as defensive coaches for four different National Football League teams in some capacity. As high as Bowles with head coach, Rodgers with D-Core, or down to position coaches with Dallas, Miami, and Tampa Bay. Bowles may have ascended to defensive coordinator with the Dolphins. I cannot remember that for sure. I think he did at one point. But still, 12 years together, four different teams. Prior to Tom Brady being on happening, right? It's kind of inconsequential. They didn't have anything to fucking do with it. Prior to Tom Brady ending up on the player roster where they coached, the combination of Bowles and Rodgers won no playoff games. None. They were in a playoff game. That was during the Bill Parcells tenure, where Dallas was a top seed and upset in a divisional game at Texas Stadium by the Giants. I know because I was at the game. 12 years prior to Tom Brady's arrival, working together as either head coach, defensive coordinator combo, or defensive coordinator, defensive assistant combo, or defensive assistant combo, no playoff wins, 12 years. Clear regression in New York with the Jets. First year, 10-5, gagged the last game. And starting with that game, they went 14-35. The next 3 years, plus that final game that they lost and didn't make the playoffs in 2015. No change made by Bowles and Rodgers as defensive coordinator. Now, normally, right, in football, we know this, especially when the head coach clearly has some issues. Someone above him says, you might want to think about making some key changes to your staff so you stay here. And Bowles didn't change Casey Rodgers. And so both of them lost their gig, and rightfully so, after 14 and 35 in their last 49 games. Now, I guess there's this argument that, well, nobody wins in New York. All right? There's that argument. Well, of course, Todd Bowles and Casey Rodgers didn't win in New York. Nobody does. And it has now been 53 years and counting since the Jets appeared in a Super Bowl and won Super Bowl III. And invoking a famous line, Joe Namath and the New York Sack Exchange, although they never played in a Super Bowl, but neither of those elements are walking through the door anytime soon at the Jets facility. So I get that argument, but I'm going to shoot it down with this. Just about as few coaches win in Tampa Bay as win in New York. So what the hell makes Todd Bowles special? He didn't win in New York. Why is he going to win in Tampa Bay? Now, he does have Tom Brady on a roster, and if Tom Brady didn't want Bowles to be head coach, he wouldn't be. And clearly, we go back to Arians and Arians stepping away. If Brady didn't want Arians to step away, Arians wouldn't have stepped away. Brady clearly didn't want Arians involved, and perhaps was a reason why Brady had a 40-plus day retirement, because he didn't want to play for Arians, didn't like the way Arians handled the business of football, more laid back, where Brady was, you know, LFG. So, I think of Jets head coaches who have been successful. Not all of these took them to Super Bowls, but I can make a case. Eubank, Michaels, Parcells, Rex Ryan had success with the Jets. That's a short list, but it's pretty damn accurate. I've only got four coaches that were really successful in Tampa Bay. It's a little bit shorter time frame because the Bucs started in 76. The Jets won their Super Bowl, what, 7 years, five, six, 7 years prior to the Bucs even being in existence. But the list of Bucs coaches who've been successful is McKay, Dungy, Gruden, Arians. So the argument for Todd Bowles saying, well, nobody wins in New York. Well, okay, he didn't win in New York. I just gave you four names that did. The same argument could be said, nobody wins in Tampa Bay, because only four have done it in just a little bit shorter amount of time. 76 on, McKay, Dungy, Gruden, Arians. So I think it's fair to say, well, there's nothing special about Todd Bowles as a head coach. The fact that Casey Rodgers is still on his staff and was promoted to defensive coordinator shows he hasn't learned from his mistakes. And he's for some reason attached to Rodgers, even though past performance clearly dictated over a steady slide of 49 games where the Jets won 14 and lost 35. From the end of the 2015 season through the end of the 2018 season, that is evidence that Bowles hasn't learned from his mistakes, and he's just hiring people he's comfortable with rather than making changes that would benefit the defense he's coordinating and the team he's now the head coach of. So that is a big concern of mine. I don't think Tom Brady has ever played for a coaching staff this bad. And I know he has worked with Byron Leftwich for a while, and Todd Bowles has been defensive coordinator on a Super Bowl winning team. But also, I would easily say Todd Bowles is the reason why Tom Brady doesn't have another Super Bowl ring, because Todd Bowles wasn't doing his job when the Rams had the ball in the final minute of the NFC divisional playoff, and Bowles either didn't make a defense call or was late to make a defense call that essentially allowed Cooper Kupp to run straight down the middle of the field and catch a ball thrown by Matt Stafford that was the equivalent of a punt, spike the ball, bring out Matt Gay, kick the field goal, Rams move on. Bucks would have hosted the NFC Championship game the next week against the 49ers. And had they win that, they then play the Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Who you taking in that one? You taking Brady or you taking Burrow? You taking Brady or you taking the Bengals? Suddenly, the interest in Todd Bowles as a head coach seemed to go away when the Bucs lost that divisional game. And I think it went away because of a number of factors, but one was, how can we sell to our fan base that we're bringing in a guy who's 14-35 in his last 49 head games as a National Football League head coach and couldn't get in an effective defensive play call with the Bucs having all the momentum, Tom Brady doing everything necessary to bring the Bucs all the way back from a huge deficit. It was 27-3, not quite 28-3 in Super Bowl 51 against the Falcons. And then Todd Bowles gags it because of some no-name sarcasm. Wide receiver Cooper Kupp. Yeah, let's just let him, you know, run right down the middle of the field. And some of that is on Antoine Winfield as well and on Lavonte David. Winfield letting Kupp run right by him. David, who appeared absolutely lost at the time the ball was snapped. But I keep pointing at Bowles. How do you allow that to happen in that situation? And that's why the Bucs did not defend their Super Bowl title. And you promote him to your head coach, and he brings Casey Rogers right back up to defensive coordinator. Again, last 49 games with that combination, no changes were made, 14-35, until they were both terminated. That, to me, is a mistake, and it is a concern. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Thank you very much for listening and subscribing. We'll talk to you again soon.